India's going to the polls today, the world's most populous country going to the polls today, and hundreds of millions of people all over the country will be casting their vote in a multi-stage election over the next couple of weeks that you and I should be watching. And that is part of nearly 50% of the world's population going to the polls. And there's a lot of hope invested in that act of voting for the next term to be a little better than the previous term, fundamentally. So in the light of this election's theme, Opera UCT will present the cream of young South African vocal talent together with UCT Symphony Orchestra in a new concert titled The Sound of Freedom. So they plan to take you on a musical tour through opera composers' responses to the subjects of freedom and democracy in this thought-provoking and entertaining concert as well. Christine Krause is it Krause or
Krause?
Krause, the director of The Sound of Freedom and projects manager for Opera UCT, shares more now. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you so much.
I'm thinking about my Krause boss, my very first boss at radio, not Arnold Krause. Wouldn't be related, would he?
No.
I think it was with a K.
Yeah.
What does freedom mean to you?
Oh, freedom to me means being able to express yourself freely, to kind of appreciate all people, and that we can all live together in harmony.
Mm.
Which is not always the case, is it?
It isn't, unfortunately. Yeah. I can't understand for the life of me why it's not. It's like we're sharing a little planet called, a little spaceship called Earth, for Pete's sake, and we just kind of get our act together. But freedom for me is with my dogs in the mountains. Amy asked me that question.
Yes.
And maybe you want to tell me what freedom means to you. I'd be interested what freedom means to you. And you're welcome to do that via WhatsApp at 0725671567. So what inspired the concept of The Sound of Freedom concert?
So we were looking for a project at UCT Opera to do, and I hate, not I hate to say, but I'm kind of humble to say it was my idea, because then I thought, it's 30 years of freedom in South Africa, why? And there's such a lot of music, especially in the opera field, that contains freedom, thoughts of freedom, liberty, fighting against oppression. Mm. And so that's how myself and Jeremy Silver, Professor Jeremy Silver, the conductor, put it all together and kind of really spent a hell of a lot, of time researching and making sure that what we put into the program really speaks to the sound of freedom.
Okay. Are you looking to improve the turnout at our elections in May next month?
We?
Yes. is there like another motive there?
No. We're not politicizing it. We are just speaking, for instance.
No, voting isn't politicizing it. Just, it's the right, the only little right you have to hold them in check.
Yes. So, we're using, for instance, some of our young students have worked out a little speech or a little poem about what they feel about freedom. And so, we're speaking to what people, as you've said, what does freedom mean to you? We've asked them the question, what does freedom mean to you?
So I'm going to play this clip. In fact, you've nominated this particular clip. Maybe
yes.
You should tell us why.
So in the concert, there's going to be a lot of music that hasn't been heard in Cape Town for a long time. And I chose the very popular slave chorus from Verdi's opera Nabucco, which speaks about people longing for their own country, to go back to their country.
Let's take a listen. It's haunting. It's beautiful.
It is so beautiful and very poignant, and comes from the hearts of people longing for freedom.
Mm, a lot of melancholy there.
Yeah.
Can't we just like be celebrating a new tomorrow?
Yeah. We wish, don't we?
Absolutely. And just tell me about the young people embracing the art format at UCT specifically.
Mm.
In a very busy time in their lives, with social media keeping them hectically occupied. Are they still there?
Yeah, no, they are still there. I mean, most of our students work very hard because, you know, it's a cutthroat business to be an opera singer, especially in South Africa because there's not a lot of opportunities here. So a lot of them know that if they don't exceed and, you know, exceed in performance and work very hard, that there's very few chances to actually make a career.
Absolutely.
Which is very sad.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what other challenges did you face in bringing together maybe some of these young South African vocal talents? And, of course, UCT Symphony Orchestra as well.
What? Sorry.
What other challenges did you confront in this particular project?
Yeah. You know, we have a very, very busy schedule. So working on a concert for this, there are many rehearsals. So you have got chorus rehearsals, you've got soloist rehearsals, you've got orchestral rehearsals. And so these segments take place, and then tonight it gets put together, some of it for the first time, and then tomorrow we have a full rehearsal with the orchestra and all the singers.
Sure. So time is an issue because everybody's busy, and to get everybody into the same place is a mission.
Yes.
I just want to understand, as a director, how do you approach the interpretation of the music and that to convey the themes of freedom and democracy effectively to the audience? What is that objective that you seek?
Well, the objective that we seek, it's a concert, but what we do is we do soft staging. So we put in little moves and things, but the objective is for people, because the themes are, you know, if you look at Nabucco, then we're doing excerpts from Fidelio, which is the big freedom opera. The object of the exercise is to find the truth in the performances. And for that, of course, people have to know what they're singing about. You know, it's different languages, so they need to be very au fait with the text and the meaning of the text.
Sure. Do you think the meaning of the text is still relevant today? I mean, these beautiful operas were written 200 years ago.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, if you listen to the Prisoner's Chorus, for instance, from Fidelio, when the prisoners are let out into the courtyard to get some sunlight and some fresh air, they talk about what a wonderful joy it is to see the sun and breathe the fresh air. And I think there's very much a lot of truth in that.
Sure.
Still today, you know, people that have been incarcerated and not most of them all political prisoners in a way, you know.
Sure.
So then you also have the main role, Floristan, who is kept in jail by the governor of the prison because he's a political opponent.
Okay. So there's some intrigue running in the background
yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's The Sound of Freedom. It happens Tuesday, 23rd of April, and that's one show only.
One show only.
So. I've got a sneaking suspicion everybody was touched by your clip that you've chosen for us today. Of course, Giuseppe Verdi's Nabucco, the Hebrew Slaves Chorus. And that is enough reason for me to go and buy my ticket. Tuesday, 23 April, Baxter Concert Hall tickets available via web tickets.
Yes, and the concert starts at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's important information as well. Mm. Thank you very much for sharing this very
Thank you, Clarence. Thank you for
exciting
having me.
Development with us. Christine Krauser, the director of The Sound of Freedom and project manager for Opera UCT about The Sound of Freedom, then going to the Baxter Concert Hall, April the 23rd at 7 p.m. Again, tickets from Web Tickets.